Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to GPT Infraprojects Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tandia, Executive Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to the GPT Infraprojects Limited earnings conference call for the third quarter and the nine-month ended December 31st, 2023. I hope you all had the opportunity to review our financials and the investor presentations, which is also uploaded on our website and that of the stock exchanges yesterday. Today with me on the call is a representative from Stellar IR, our investor relations advisors. I will briefly cover the key highlights for the quarter, and then we will discuss the questions that you might have. So on the back of a thriving order book and improving cash flows on account of the better executions, we have had reduced debt positions, and we are well positioned to navigate the dynamic business landscape in the infrastructure industry. Now let's delve into our financial performance for the third quarter and the nine months ended FY2024. Our standalone revenues for Q3 FY24 amounted to rupees 249 crores, marking a 28% increase year-on-year compared to 195 crores last year. On a consolidated basis, the revenues were at rupees 254 crores, reflecting a growth of 26% year-on-year from rupees 202 crores last year. For the nine months ended December 31st, 2023, standalone revenues totaled at rupees 713 crores, representing a significant increase of 33% year-on-year from the rupees 534 crores last year. Similarly, on a consolidated basis, the revenues stood at rupees 729 crores, a jump of 34% from 544 crores last year. In both the segment, in both the standalone and consolidated numbers, we are on track to achieve our guidance for a growth of 25% in the current financial year. This growth will largely be driven by better execution in the infrastructure segment, which accounted for close to 90% of our total business. Our standalone EBITDA for the quarter ended was at rupees 32 crores compared to rupees 24 crores last year, representing a growth of 32% year-on-year, and an EBITDA for the nine months was at rupees 91 crores compared to rupees 68 crores last year. That is a growth of 34%. In terms of our consolidated EBITDA, that came in at rupees 30 crores for the quarter compared to rupees 23 crores last year, representing a growth of 31%, and the EBITDA for the nine months stood at rupees 92 crores compared to rupees 66 crores on a consolidated basis last year, representing a growth of 40%. So we are quite close to the full-year EBITDA, which was achieved last year, of rupees 96 crores. We are confident of maintaining our long-term EBITDA margin of 12%-13%, which is what we have guided historically, and we have achieved that over the last decade. With the receipt of arbitration awards and also strong cash flows, the company has followed a path of fiscal prudence by reducing debt, and thereby interest costs have reduced by 11% for the quarter despite increased working in the business. With the improvement in revenues, the operational efficiencies have helped us to ensure long-term EBITDA, and we expect the same to be maintained going forward. We are also on track to reduce our working capital cycle to double digits in the long term and also achieve long-term ROCE and ROE closer to 20%, positioning ourselves as one of the best-performing infrastructure companies in the country. The key factors contributing to this return are cost optimization and lower overhead costs and faster execution of our contracts. As announced earlier, we are pleased to announce that both the arbitration awards that were settled by the company under the Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2 of the Government of India, which was announced in the last budget, have been settled, and the funds have been received for the same. This is a very positive step for the industry and EPC contractors like us, as long-pending arbitration and disputes do not help either party and only leads to higher legal costs. With this, the company has repaid rupees 35 crores of debt, and the balance has been used to strengthen the working capital cycle, especially on the back of receipt of large orders in the recent quarters. The company has declared a second interim dividend of Rs. 1 per share. The record date for the same has been fixed on 9th February 2024, maintaining our dividend policy of rewarding shareholders. This takes the total dividend payout for this financial year to Rs. 2 per share. Turning to our balance sheet, our management continues its strong focus on cash flows and receivables while ensuring that the projects have achieved the hurdle rate of EBITDA of 12 to 13%. This focus has led to strong numbers over the last 3 years. Our cash flow to EBITDA conversion remains one of the highest in the industry, and especially this year on account of the receipt of our arbitration receivables, it will be closer to 125% and thus providing comfortable liquidity for the operations. The bank limits continue to be utilized to the extent of almost 65 to 70%, thus enabling the operations to go on smoothly. And we also expect the external rating to move up shortly. Now coming to our segmental performance, our infrastructure segment continues to demonstrate strong execution prowess with a remarkable 10% increase in revenues, reaching Rs. 232 crores for the quarter ended 31st December 2023. This segment continues to be the backbone of our business, contributing almost 90% of our total revenues. The sleeper segment has generated revenues of Rs. 21 crores for the third quarter, and we anticipate increased momentum in the sleeper segment. It is backed by commencement of the operations in South Africa, as well as expected operations in Ghana as well. We expect this segment to contribute 10% of our revenues for the full year, and the Ghana revenues to kick in from the in March of this year or first quarter next year as well. The EBIT for both the segments has been strong and in line with our guided EBIT for the full year as well. Infrastructure segment amounted to Rs. 25 crores in terms of EBIT, whereas sleeper segment amounted to Rs. 4 crores in terms of EBIT. Key contracts for the infrastructure segment continue to perform well, with contracts like Prayagraj, Ghazipur, Mathura, Jhansi, Nimtita, Baikala driving a major part of our revenues. As we move forward, we are confident in our ability to capitalize on the positive momentum generated by these factors. Our focus on maintaining a robust order book coupled with the continuous efforts to optimize our financial structure lays the foundation for our growth trajectory. Now coming to our order book, in Q3 FY24, we have achieved one of the highest order books for us in the last decade, which stands at Rs. 2,991 crores, with order inflow of Rs. 1,439 crores during the year, representing almost 3.6x our FY23 revenues, providing strong visibility to investors. We are glad to announce that in the last quarter, we have secured an order from MORTH for construction of a four-lane Raniganj bypass for Rs. 267 crores, which is to be completed over a period of 24 months. To enhance profitability, we have implemented key measures such as optimizing working capital and reducing outstanding with various customers and implementing cost-effective measures to keep overheads in check. We continue to be positive, driven by our strong outstanding order book, improving financial conditions, stronger cash flows, and lower debt position as a result of receivables management. We expect the expenditure of the government on CapEx to be largely in line with the last year in the interim budget and expect the focus of the government to stay on this sector. This is a decade which belongs to India, and especially due to the large addition of very large infrastructure contracts happening in the country, we expect that this sector continues to be a very strong focus for the government. Our company exclusively operates with the realm of the government infrastructure contracts. The national infrastructure pipeline with a sanctioned amount of these 102 lakh crores, a blueprint for transformative development across key sectors such as energy, transportation, and urban infrastructure, continues to be the backbone of our business. This ambitious program is not just a testament to India's commitment to robust infrastructure, but also a beacon for potential investments and opportunities for businesses like us. I would like to reiterate that this quarter has been one of the strongest quarters for us, and with the strong execution on back of the largest ever order book in the history of our company, we are on track to cross the Rs. 1,000 crore revenues which we have targeted for this year and maintain the growth momentum going forward as well. With this, I will now like to address any questions that you might have on our financial performance and future prospects. I will request the moderator to kindly open the floor to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Balchandra Vasan Shinde from Kotak Life. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shinde, we are unable to hear you.
Hello.
Mr. Shinde, your audio is sounding very soft.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Sorry for that. Congrats for strong set of results. Would like to know about the pipeline prospects-wise, how you see over next 1 to 2 years, the pipeline-wise and order inflow growth trajectory-wise. Also, how we see that perspective, means like will we be able to maintain the kind of a growth which we showed on a YTD in order inflow growth. So that growth, is it possible for us to maintain over next 1 to 2 years?
Sure. So thank you for the compliment. In terms of the pipeline, we are L1 in almost 400 crores of new orders, and we expect that to translate into contracts for us in the next in this financial year itself. Like I said earlier, the focus of the government continues to be on the sector, and we like to maintain a book to build of almost 3.2 to 3.5x. So projecting a revenue of 1,000 crores this year, we expect to close with an order book of almost 3,200, 3,300 crores at the end of the financial year. This will give us a visibility of almost the next 2 to 2.5 years. And obviously, with the order book next year should also grow in tandem with the projected growth of 20% CAGR over the next 3 years that we have targeted. And we should achieve that number of closing order book next year of almost 4,000 crores.
And even on the NHS side, as NHS chairman suggested that relatively the trajectory on the tendering wise and ordering wise will improve from June onwards. So in that perspective, can we expect this targets or these guidance as a relatively conservative, because NHS ordering was not that great over last 1 year? So can that add to the trajectory, or we are considering pickup in that direction?
So there could be some positive surprise in that trajectory, obviously, which I'm guiding. But at the end of the day, we are quite mindful of our margins and the cash flow. So we do bid for contracts with a strike rate of almost 10 to 12%. But we need to have within hurdle rate of EBITDA of 12.5-13%. Unless we kind of achieve that hurdle rate, we are happy to let go of contracts. So we don't want to just build up the order book. We also want profitable contracts, which can give the cash flow and return for the shareholders. So at the end of the day, it needs to be a balanced and disciplined growth. And we will not compromise on the margins at the want of growth in the order book as well.
And we will be able to maintain the cash flow to EBITDA conversion, which we have around 80-90%, right, over the next 2-3 years.
Yes, we should be maintaining that. This year has been an aberration due to the collection of the arbitration receivable. That's why I said that this year would be north of 125%. But that's an aberration due to the receipt of the arbitration receivables of almost 65 crores this year.
Got it. And because of this receivable of arbitration, if you can provide some light on our how the plate scenario will change and rating wise also. And by when one can expect further improvement, and does it add us or give us cushion to bid for more orders because our sanction limit has improved, right, because of this receivable?
So in terms of rating, obviously the rating agency CRISIL is evaluating the rating, and they will obviously the rating committee will take a call appropriately. But the feedback that we have that there should be a positive upgrade of the rating, but they have already done the management meeting and taken the necessary documents to place it before the rating committee. Now there's a call that CRISIL as a rating agency will take. We have no say in that. That will obviously lead to lower interest costs as well as release of some of the pledge of the shares that are there from the promoter side in order to provide collateral for the fund, banking limits enjoyed by the company. That the rating upgrade really doesn't affect the bidding capacity. That is more a function of the order pipeline and the revenue that we do book, and that and the credentials that we have in terms of completing contracts. We have enough credentials to now bid for contracts of more than 1,000 crores in our own name. We have, I'm sure you're aware that we have recently got a 740 crore contract from NHAI, and we are bidding for a couple of large contracts as well. We hope to secure the same as such. In terms of banking limits, we are also using some of these surety bond limits with some insurance companies. We also obviously have headroom in terms of the banking limits available as such. So that's not a challenge.
Got it. Thanks, sir. I'll come back for further questions.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Sudhir Bheda from Bheda Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congratulations on very strong execution and healthy order book and very strong set of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, my question is like this quarter we saw some dip in the margin. So any specific reason or maybe the kind of operation and then we will continue to have a yearly 12 to 13% margin, what you have guided?
So this quarter also, honestly, EBITDA margin was, in terms of standalone, was about 12.9%. No, 12.9% in standalone. Consolidated was about 12%. Consolidated is slightly lower on account of the start in the Ghana execution and Ghana overheads, etc. We expect that to, get on line by end of the March or first quarter next year. So once that happens, the consolidated would also get in line with the standalone, which is about 13%.
And some other expenses were higher compared to last quarter or maybe last quarter also. So maybe related to Ghana starting expenses? Or?
So you're talking on consolidated or you're talking on standalone?
Consolidated.
So other expenses are also on account of Ghana and also some foreign exchange fluctuation that gets factored in there. There's nothing extraordinary per se.
Mm-hmm. Great, sir. And lastly, sir, I just listened to your previous answer. So your trajectory, growth trajectory would be 20 to 25% for next couple of years. Is that a visibility you have?
Yes, for the next 3 to 4 years, we expect that to maintain that kind of growth momentum, given the strong focus of the government on this sector. Obviously, like the previous gentleman asked, if there is further impetus by the government on the sector, there could be some positive surprise on the numbers that we have guided. But we need to be disciplined in terms of our margins and cash flows. So while maintaining the discipline in terms of margin and cash flows, if we're able to bag larger contracts and more contracts, we'll be more than happy to do it.
Great. And interest outlook, if you can share, because that money which has come now will go for debt repayment. So the interest will be quite less than what we are having this year. So interest for this outlook.
So like I said in my opening remarks, we have already reduced debt by 35 crores from the receipt of the arbitration money that we had got from NHAI. We expect interest cost this year to be around 30 crores, which was 37 crores last year on a standalone basis. On a consol basis also, it will be along the same lines. In terms of FY25 interest cost will be further lower by almost 4 to 5 crores. So we expect interest on a consolidated basis to be in the range of about 25 to 26 crores for FY25.
Great.
Which was 37 crores last year. So there'll be a saving of almost 12 crores over 2 years.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrash Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. So can you please give me the debt as on date?
Debt as on date or as of 31st December?
That would help.
Pardon?
Hello.
Yeah, debt as on date or as of 31st December? What are you asking? Sorry.
Yeah, as of 31st December can also.
So as of 31st December, debt would be close to 230 crores. Right now, it would be close to 190.
Right now, it should be at 190 crores. Okay. And, sir, one more question that, you know, in the earlier calls, the management said that, you know, you foresee a order inflow of around 1600 crores by year end. So, with the recent order inflow, we are standing at 1700 crores. So, do you anticipate any new orders in this quarter as well?
We're not standing at 1700, we're standing at 1439, the new order inflows that we have had. This 1439 obviously includes the 267 crores, which is technically in January, but this is part of the 1439. So we are standing at 1439 crores with the recent order inflow. And we expect some more orders, like I said, in the L1 in. We expect that to also come through in March.
All right.
The L1 in close to 400 crores of orders. We expect that to also transfer into orders for us in March itself.
Okay. And as you said, you know, the Ghana operations will be contributing around 20 crores for this fiscal. So on the full year basis as guided, it should be at 60-65 crore run rate.
So this fiscal, Ghana operations will not contribute 20 crores. This fiscal will be slightly lower. The Ghana operations, the technical testing is underway. This fiscal, there will be hardly any revenue that is booked. Next fiscal, it will be about 50 odd crores from Ghana.
Okay, so this fiscal you're saying that it will be less than 20 crores?
No, this fiscal will be hardly anything from Ghana, I said. It won't be 20 crores.
Okay. In your press release, you have just mentioned, so this, I just asked for that.
Yeah, but like I said, the technical testing has been slightly delayed in Germany. That is, we're expecting that to come through by end of February, early March. So this fiscal, there will be hardly any revenue that is booked, because once the manufacturing happens, it takes about 1.5 months to book the revenues and dispatches from the customer.
All right, got it. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khushbu Gandhi from Share India Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir. So my question is related to the conference.
Sorry to interrupt, Ms. Gandhi. We are not able to hear you. Your audio is sounding very soft.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So my question is related to concrete. How are we expecting Ghana to pick up the pace in FY25? So are we expecting a up movement in the margins, like from 12-13% to at least 13.5%, because concrete sleepers will be now gaining a higher uptickment in the margin?
So concrete sleeper will be almost 10-12% of our revenues. The Ghana obviously will start contributing better. But like I said to the previous caller, previous gentleman, that it is about 50 crores of revenue, even with a higher margin. That will not move the EBITDA by 50 basis points, maybe by 10 to 15 basis points.
Okay. And so any new orders which we are looking in concrete sleepers going ahead?
So we have bid for a couple of contracts in Namibia as well as South Africa, and also locally in India as well, for the existing factory in Panagar, which we expect to materialize in the next couple of months. In terms of newer opportunities in India, as you're aware, the government is evaluating 3 new freight corridors, which is after the completion of the Eastern and the Western corridors. Once that comes, obviously, we will target to get 1 or 2 factories in that new freight corridor once the tenders for that do happen. But that is some time away.
Okay. And so last question is relating to the infra side. So we are looking that we will be growing at 20-25%. Any capex which will be incurring for the same, for any machineries you are going forward, major capex which you are looking?
Capex would be in the range of about 20-25 crores. We have done capex in the 9 months of almost 12 odd crores. For the full year, the capex target is about 20-25 crores for the new contract that we are getting. And obviously some maintenance capex for the machines that needs to be replaced, etc. So it's not
okay.
Very high number for the capex.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Prathamesh Dubar from Tiger Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Firstly, congratulations for your great set of number. Sorry, sir, if I missed it earlier. Can you please give guidance on the order book for FY25?
So FY25, we expect the order book to be, closing order book to be almost 4,000 crores, close to 4,000 crores, which is right now 2,991 crores. We expect FY25 closing order book to be close to 4,000 crores.
Got it. And my second question is, will the revenue share of revenue mix of concrete sleepers and infrastructure will remain the same, or how is it going to be in coming year?
No, in concrete sleeper will be about 10-12% of revenues.
Okay. And sir, can I know which out of both of the segment which gives us higher margins?
Both the segments do give us a margin of almost 13% at EBITDA level. Concrete sleeper can give a lower EBIT because of higher depreciation in the African subsidiaries. But at EBITDA level, both give almost the same margin.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question and congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, in terms of guidance for this year, you're saying 25%, but our 9 months is like 30+, 32, 33%. So is it like a conservative guidance or we expect some growth reduction in the fourth quarter?
Obviously, fourth quarter, there'll be a slight effect of elections, but we are mindful of that as well. We expect to be in the range of 25-30%, maybe 27-28% for the full year. But so we have done 728 crores, and we expect to close, like I said, 1,000 plus. So we would be in the range of 27-28, close to that.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the next year, should we like expect this 1,000 to go to like 1,250, or like what should be growth assumption for the next year?
So like I said earlier as well, we expect over the next 3 years to have a CAGR growth of 20% in terms of revenue, 20-22%, but that is over the next 3 years. So obviously every year we should grow in that tandem.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the execution side, like 3,000 crore, what is the timeline for this full execution of this order book?
Typically 2.5-3 years.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Balchandra Vasan Shinde from Kotak Life. Please go ahead.
Regarding this fourth quarter execution wise, if we are expecting the order inflow of around 400 crores, then are we expecting a modest growth for fourth quarter execution? because then only we can achieve around 3,200 crore something kind of order.
No, we are, that is, 400 is what we are L1 in. There could be some more, which we have submitted technical bids, but we are not L1. So there could be some more orders in flow as well. We don't expect any moderate or subdued growth in Q4. We, like I said to the previous gentleman as well, we expect the Q4 to be also in line with what we've done earlier. So fourth quarter would also be a jump, a growth of almost 20%. We are mindful that last year, the fourth quarter was a very good quarter for us. We did 260 crores of revenues last year, which was a very good quarter for us last year. So obviously that base effect will be there, but it will still be about 20-odd% in terms of growth for the full year, for the quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Sanika from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. I just have a follow-up question. You said that in quarter four, you're going to see a 20% growth. So that is on a quarter-on-quarter basis, or is it on year-on-year basis?
It's on basis. So we did Q4 last year, we did 260 crores. Q4 this year, we should do about 20% growth, like I said.
Okay.
So about 310, 312 crores plus.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Atul Tandia for his closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to suitably address all your queries. In case you have any further queries, please do get in touch with Stellar IR or directly with us. Thank you for your continued support and trust in the company's vision and capabilities. We look forward to achieving much higher milestones for the country and becoming a nation builder and creating everlasting value. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of GPT Infra Projects, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.